In this bulletin, genomic testing shows a new COVID-19 case in Sydney has the Delta variant, as authorities urge locals to exercise caution. Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin conclude their first presidential meeting. And in sport, women swimmers dominate at Australia's Olympic qualifying trials in Adelaide. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Health officials are warning Sydneysiders to exercise caution in the eastern suburbs after two more COVID-19 cases were detected in New South Wales. Authorities have listed dozens of exposure sites after a man aged in his 60s who worked as a driver became a new case in the Bondi area. His wife has also tested positive, while the case of a man in his 40s is under investigation as to whether it's an old infection or a false positive. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the driver has the Delta variant of the virus, which was first reported in India.
This strain does not match anything that's been uploaded in Australia at this time, but it does match perfectly a sequence that's been uploaded from the US.
There have been no new local cases of coronavirus detected in Victoria in the past 24 hours as the state prepares to further ease restrictions from its latest lockdown. COVID-19 restrictions in the state will be relaxed from midnight tonight. Masks will no longer be mandatory outdoors, while the 25-kilometre travel limit for those in Greater Melbourne will be scrapped. Up to two people plus dependents can visit another home, while outdoor gatherings can have 20 people. Gyms, indoor entertainment and electronic gaming venues will be able to reopen. The government says restrictions will be reviewed again in a week's time. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a decision to reopen Australia's borders will be incremental and targeted towards what will most benefit the local economy. Mr. Morrison has told Sky News the success of COVID-19 vaccination programs in Europe and reopenings there over summer will influence any move to restart international travel. He says aside from bringing Australians home, the next priority is meeting the country's workforce needs through migration. The presidents of the United States and Russia have described as positive and constructive the first summit between the two leaders. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin held the four-hour meeting in Geneva, the first since President Biden was elected. They agreed to reinstate their ambassadors and resume arms control talks, but less progress was made on Russia cyber and ransomware attacks or human rights. President Biden says the meeting established a clear basis on how the relationship will proceed.
And I must tell you, the tone of the entire meetings, I guess it was a total of 4 hours, was good, positive. There wasn't any strident action taken. Where we disagreed, I disagreed, stated where it was. Where he disagreed, he stated. But it was not done in a hyperbolic atmosphere. That is too much of what's been going on.
President Putin described his American counterpart as very experienced and a balanced person.
That's quite appealing, and I think that we speak the same language on the whole, but it doesn't mean that we should look into each other's souls, eyes, and swear eternal love and friendship. Not at all. We protect interests of our countries and our people, and these relations are pragmatic, first of all.
The Victorian government has announced a new support payment for households that are still without electricity after big storms damaged supply across the state more than a week ago. At least 7,000 Victorian homes have not had their power restored, and about 3,000 in the Dandenong Ranges have been told they could be without it until at least the 10th of July. The state government has requested support from the Australian Defence Force, and power provider AusNet has apologised to its customers for the delay. The Acting Premier James Molino says affected households can now apply for up to $1,680 per week.
So this will go towards whether it's basic supplies or whether it's to help support people find alternative accommodation off the hill as power is restored over coming weeks.
In sport, all six top competitors in the women's 100-metre freestyle swimming selection trials in Adelaide have qualified to head to the Tokyo Olympic Games. Four of the swimmers broke the 53-second barrier for the race, making Australia highly competitive for the women's 100-metre freestyle relay at the Games. Swimmer Emin McKeon was the fastest, clocking just 52.19 seconds in the 100-metre heat swim. And now for today's weather. Perth partly cloudy, 19. Adelaide showers and 16. Melbourne partly cloudy 15, Hobart showers and 13, Canberra partly cloudy 10 degrees, Wollongong wind easing and mostly sunny 19, Sydney mostly sunny 19, Newcastle also sunny 19, Brisbane cloud clearing 24, Cairns mostly sunny 29, and Darwin much the same 31 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.